game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice.
He's on fire! It is impossible!
Basketball podcast. It's October 21st, 2016. Slim, it's REL day. Can you believe it? It's REL day.
I've been waiting for this day for months. This is the basketball season. This is like the official start.
This is my favorite league of any league, and there's no money. It's just our favorite league. Is it your favorite league?
Yeah, absolutely. Man. It's the deepest league I've ever played in any sport.
Yeah. It is incredible. We love the REL. We talk it all the time. Thanks for spending your time with us, listening to us while we draft. But, I mean, it is informative because we're going to be talking about deep, deep rookies. Kind of give some dynasty prices with a lot of keepers out there. A lot of people play in dynasty leagues like this where all the good values are kept, and that kind of inflates prices of the vets, et cetera, et cetera. Before we get in the draft, we got 9 minutes on the clock. Slim yelled at me to be sure we get anything else talked about so we have plenty of time to be focused on the draft. Real quick, we got our RCL draft last night, the JV versus Slim RCL. I want to thank all the listeners that joined the league when it launched. Sorry again that it was up like 8 minutes late from our target time because of the hurricane. But how'd you feel of your draft?
It was odd. The bigs kept getting hit right when I was ready to pick one. I mean, the oddest pick was Jimmy Butler going at 30. I couldn't really pass.
Yeah, that was one that really fell. The one that fell for me was Rudy Gay at 96, I think.
I mean, there's just so much uncertainty out there.
Yeah, but that's such a good value. I mean, even if it doesn't work, that's not much of an investment.
I took Reggie at like 91, so I was thinking along the same lines.
Yeah.
I was looking for immediate production, but that's, you know.
We actually play in week one. This is my favorite RCL team because I had the second pick, which means I got Steph Curry, which makes me excited. My best team last year had Steph Curry, and I got a bunch of good percent bigs. I like my team. I think I'm going to give you a good first week.
I mean, I also have Darren Collison, and I'll be working the wire pretty hard this week.
Oh, yeah. You've got Josh Richardson hurt, Collison out, RJAX you mentioned. But are you a free throw punt? Because you did take Drummond and Jeremy Grant. Giannis okay.
Giannis and Drummond, and then
Steven Adams.
My guys kept getting taken right before me.
Yeah.
It was tough. Like, two spots before me. Whoever team that is the team I wanted to be.
So my team name, JB Like to Spank Slim. I think there's going to be some spanking this week. Bend over for me.
Oh, wow. Okay. I'll take it.
All right. Well, we'll talk more about that.
Now for the win later.
We'll talk more about that team later. Obviously, talk about all your commenter league teams. We've got so many that I don't know if we're going to be able to get to any more. But if you want to, if you can follow the rule of putting this on the Embiid podcast post, don't put it on this one because there's already so many on that one that it's going to be tough to catch up. So if you want your team reviewed and haven't done that yet, put it on the Embiid podcast post. We might get to it. We might not. We had a ton of submissions, and I want to get to all them first. So thanks again for everyone for doing that. Before we draft, a couple quick pieces of news because I don't want this to be just REL draft. I want it to be a fun podcast that's informative. Marcus Smart picks up a cankle, moving him down your boards at all?
Yeah, fun. Fun and informative. Was he ever on the board?
Yeah, he was like 150-ish.
Okay.
I moved him down to about 160.
The slow start only hurts.
Yeah.
Give other people time. I'm not sure how to pronounce his name. Rosier.
It's not Lavoisier. but yeah, I moved him down to just outside the draftable range. I wasn't that big on him anyway. He's a steel source, but not liking that. But then some big news that came out right before we started drafting. Coach Alvin Gentry said that Etuan Moore is going to start at shooting guard over Buddy Hield.
For now.
You think it's going to flip-flop?
Eventually, yeah. Once it gets to the point of developing the rookie, yep.
Would you take Etuan Moore in a 12-team league?
Sure. See how it plays out at the beginning. Without Drew and Tyreek, I mean, there's plenty of minutes for everybody on the roster right now.
Ugh. You want to know what I just realized? I put together...
I think Buddy will still get 30 off the bench.
Oh, he might. I don't know.
Close. And not quite. He'll still give you 2+3s and 40% shooting.
Yeah. I put together my ranks for the last update, and they're, like, almost ready to go. And I just realized that might have me have to move something. Ugh.
Jared back.
I don't know. We'll figure it out. Maybe Heald will go down a little bit and Moore up a little bit. I've been moving Moore up because he just fits so many positions for them. Now he's starting.
Yeah, okay. It's pretty low end.
Yeah, I mean, it's 150, 160 range.
And we're talking shooting guard now. He was a point guard before, so this is still Frazier's.
That's a good point. Deal. That's a good point. He's not going to get really any assists. And he's just going to be kind of out there. Yeah, maybe I won't change him that much. You're right. So, good call there. All right, Slim, that's all I'm going to get to. I promise. We're going to be focused on the draft. We're right at 4 minutes left to go. Let's preview the draft a little bit. And this is why Slim was mad at me to get everything going, because I have $9 to spend. So I don't have to do anything for a while.
Yeah, you get to bid. So you got your second pick. There you go. You got something to do.
Yeah, I have to nominate some. Trust me, I'm going to be nominating someone high up there. I'm not going to try to sneak anything in. Slim, you have $49 for 4 spots. So, I mean, you can tell everyone on the podcast now your plans, because anyone that's going to hear this is going to be after the draft.
Yeah, well, I've been hit pretty hard by injuries, especially at point guard. So, I love my youngsters, you know, 19, 20-year-olds. It's my style.
Slim likes him young.
No, I'm really eyeballing Jamal Murray. I think that's my guy.
Okay. How much, what do you think your max is for him?
It's 35, 40.
Wow. 35 or 40. Is he?
That's like 15 on my list of like highest priced guys.
Yeah. I mean, he's a rookie that looks good. I mean, Moutier is still going to be the point guard, right?
I mean, yeah, I imagine.
Of the future.
Murray's a good guy off the bench.
You love Gary Harris.
Yeah, Murray's going to shoot a bunch of threes, though. And I'm a punt field goal team, so I don't really care what that turns into.
Okay.
I think I liked what I've seen in preseason. I think he's definitely going to play, which is real nice to get out of a rookie. Just give me that 20 minutes.
Would you rather have Jamal Murray or Elfrid Payton? Who are you hoping to draft?
I'm hoping that Elfrid is my backup option.
Okay, so you'd rather have Murray just because you like him that much younger.
Yeah, and Elfrid's ceiling just isn't as high.
I like Elfrid this year. He actually looked pretty good. I watched a little bit of the Magic preseason game, their last game. He was playing pretty aggressive. He had a shot or two blocked really bad, but... He was making some runners.
Yeah, he's looked better the past couple games I've seen. Beginning was pretty bad with those like back-to-back 5-turnover games. But.
Oh, you want to know one really good thing about an auction league? We didn't have that 2 minute before the draft Andy Behrens pop up. I love you, Andy, though. You're a guest of the show. We love you, but none of that.
Not tell me how to draft this league. I don't get my own privatized.
Oh, my God. How creepy would that be if he popped up? He's like, all right, JB, you have $9 for 3 spots. What? How did he know this?
Be prepared to wait an hour before doing anything.
I know. I just get to host. I'll try to relay what everyone's typing. I'm going to try not to type too much, but I am going to keep the sound of the draft on. I think that helps good flow. We're going to get a couple Skype calls in to some of our writers for the site. Adam from the site, Larry Bird Avatar, he'll be joining us at some point after one of his big buys. Pete Cap is going to join us after one of his big buys. And our injury expert / Slim's brother, hopefully, will join us after one of his big buys. Should be fun, Slim. 3 guests.
Yeah. You got your plate full. I hope you don't miss your $3. Yeah, who are we looking at? You're looking at like a Cole Aldrich.
I'll take Cole. I've got a couple people start already.
It's a pretty solid buy.
Yeah. Cole Aldrich was $1 and someone didn't keep him. I was surprised at that. Well,
There you go. We only have two people not here out of the 18 or out of the 20.
That's true. One, they're both not surprising, actually. I won't call them out, but yeah, two people missing so far. Hopefully they're coming. I might send them some messages here. So Slim, here we go. You excited?
Yeah. What's LeBron going for?
I'll say 85.
Ooh. All right, that's about 50 more number ones, man.
Sorry again about the keyboard. I'm going to have to type a little bit here and there and try to get going on this draft here. All right, first player nominated is...
Y'all ready for this?
LeBron James. I'll bid my $7. Oh, yappers, what are you doing? Why are people... Slim, please. All right, number one pet peeve of auctions. Everyone's bidding a dollar up. Slim, put... There we go. Thank you, Adam. Finally throwing 40 at LeBron James when it was going 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So, yeah, LeBron... Yeah, go ahead, Slim. Sorry.
No, yeah, this is it's going pretty slow.
Yeah. I mean, LeBron...
This is gonna get up to, we're in the 50s, and this is going to get into the 70s. This is all kind of pointless.
Yeah. LeBron was by far our best player available. So this should be, and there's a lot of money left on the table, so this should be fun.
Oh, yeah, there's like basically a third of the total budget is available right now.
Yep.
Oh, there you go. There's your 70.
Up to 69. All right, sorry for the dead air. I had to type to everyone that I'm like involved with this draft. Wow, $72, impressive buy for none other than PCAT. Maybe we should go ahead and have him on soon. What do you think?
Yeah, I guess so.
I'll throw Marc Gasol out for $7 because I can't afford him anyway.
Yeah, that's not me. You know that.
Yeah, I know. He's hitting threes this preseason though.
At least it looks like he's not going to miss too many games or too much minutes per game.
Yeah. So we'll let Gasol finish up here. I'm going to go ahead and add Pete to the call. He made the. That's going to be the biggest buy of the draft, $72 Bron. So let's have Pete on. See what he said about that pick.
Uh-oh, dead air.
There's going to be some dead air on this podcast. What's up, Peter? How you doing, man?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Good, man. So you got LeBron. That had to be, like, your number one. Well, it's everyone's number one target. But $72, that was a pretty good value. I'm a little surprised.
Yeah, I had him. I was willing to go as high as 80. So that I got him for 72, I'm okay with. I still don't know what I'm doing in the draft. If I...
That's the tagline of this entire podcast, is we don't know.
Yeah, if I'm going to be competing this year or, looking for next year. But he's by far the best player, so if I can still compete for next year by, trading him midseason for a rental. But for 72, when, like, guys like Durant are 91, I don't think is that bad a value for still, like, a top 10, top 15 player.
Marc Gasol just goes for 73. Slim, what did you think of LeBron? Did you think that was lighter than you expected?
That was 43 on Marc Gasol, but
what did I say?
I had 78, so that's a little bit of a bargain. I think the age probably kept him down a couple of dollars.
Yeah. This should be an interesting one. Chris Dunn comes on the board. Pete, what do you think of Chris Dunn this year?
It should be. I mean, he's still going to be backing up Rubio unless this Rubio Rudy Gay trade that I've heard rumored happens. I think he should be fine. I think he's going to be a good rookie to grab this year for a dynasty league. But I don't think he's going to be a stud this year. But you're really paying for him next couple years.
Yeah. Turnovers have been an issue. He hasn't looked good this preseason at all. Looked like a superstar in summer league, but didn't come together. Slim, would you take Chris Dunn or Murray? You still like Murray more? Slim is debating.
We're at 32. That's too low. I'll take 32 on Dunn all
Slim's
day.
Focusing on drafting. Sorry, Slim. There lights up the Christmas tree. So, Pete, what are you looking forward to this year? You're going to be writing the Daily Notes on Wednesday. Any other sleepers, things you want to talk about? How do you like the Wizards coming together this year?
How the Wizards are every year. Tons of injuries and will underperform. They'll probably finish the season as like a six seed and somehow put it together in the playoffs to win a couple games. But I don't know. I don't have huge high hopes. Maybe that's because I'm a DC sports fan and I've seen the Nationals, Redskins, and Wizards, you know, hurt me too much over the years. But no, I mean, I think Beal and Wall should be good. I'm looking forward to this guy, Thomas. I can't even say his last name.
Satoransky.
Yeah, I think I'm excited to see him play. He's been pretty good in the preseason that I've watched of the Wizards, so I'm looking forward to that. I think Oubre and Porter should develop with Scott Brooks this year, and so I'm looking forward to that because Wizards really haven't been able to develop some of the young guys. You know, we flopped a lot of the JaVale McGee's, over the years, and so I'm hoping that Brooks can actually do something with. With some of these young guys so that they're not just, drafted highly and then, nothing ever comes out of them.
Yeah, I'm a big Oubre guy. You know that from me. So right now,
I mean, he's very athletic and plays great defense. So we'll see.
He's interesting. So Slim, we've got to go to this. Breaking news, Slim. Slim gets Chris Dunn for $35.
I have him as this number two, second highest guy on the board at 48.
Wow.
There's a lot of money out there. 35 is a bargain.
This is what happened in RDL football, too. The rookies, the first few went way too cheap, and then things started getting way too inflated. Looks like you hit on the early nomination there.
I think so. Either that or people are going to be ending their draft with like $50 to spend.
I don't know. Let's hope it doesn't come to that. But you excited to have Chris Dunn on your team?
Yeah, steals are a major downfall. So this is that was a big get, that part of it.
Right now, Ben Simmons is up. Earlier we had this makes this league not sound interesting. We had Chris Bosh go for an auto draft. Thanks a lot for one person not showing up. But Ben Simmons, are you kidding me, Peter?
No. Why won't I take him? I still don't know what I'm doing in the draft.
No. I'm not saying that's a bad buy, but we have you on for your second buy. That's awesome.
So sorry I was not talking while you guys were.
No, you're fine.
Try to get him. And I still think Ben Simmons at 38, even if he doesn't play this season.
That's a great value.
Yeah, I think he's going to be a top 50 player. And he even may even play some this year. I mean, my budget is pretty much done for the night. But I feel like I got two of the better guys available and still flexibility if I realize that my team's terrible this year or I need to rebuild or I have, I can try and trade Simmons to somebody and get some guys to help me this year. So I feel like I have flexibility now with both those picks.
Those are some really solid picks. Slim, do you agree? That was some solid early buys, right?
Yeah, Simmons 38's good. I had him at 45. So, yeah. This is the usual. These drafts go under budget at the beginning.
Yeah, under budget and then way inflated. Dwayne Wade just goes for $20. We're going to wrap our segment up with Pete there. Thanks so much for joining us. Awesome job to start the draft. Now you can just relax the rest of the night, sit back, and hope to get Satoransky, right?
Yeah, I got to wait for these $1 guys, so I'm going to be here for a while. But thanks for having me on, guys, and I'll talk with you guys soon.
Cool. Thanks for coming, and we look forward to the Daily Notes on Wednesdays through the year. And, Pete, good to hear from you, man. Take it easy.
You too, guys. Later.
So there you go, Slim. Two buys for Pete. That was some pretty good values.
I mean, so Wiggins is 38, so that's basically right on, I guess.
Yeah, I mean,
Cat went for 55 last year, which we thought was kind of crazy at the time, but maybe not.
No, that was. I mean, we didn't expect him to be a number five overall player this year. If he was like a third rounder, I don't know if it would have worked out.
Well, $55. That means somebody knew that.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a lot to go on a rookie. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah. That's true. But, I mean, I think Simmons at 38 just with, I mean, right now Nicholas Batum goes for 44. I mean, that's a good buy for a team that's playing for now. And that's, who bought him? Yappers. Yappers has been a perennial contender. So that's a decent buy. It's just a lot of these vets, they become rentals at this stage.
Yeah, I think I have Batum at 40 just because you know, he's a little older than some of these other guys. So it's okay. Yeah. For a team going for it, sure. You're not going to find anything better.
Darren Williams is on the board now. Any chance for Darren Williams to have one of his better years in the past couple seasons? Wait, why am I asking you? You're the biggest ageist ever.
How many games are we talking about? 70?
Yeah.
Take the under.
A lot of people are bidding them, though.
Yeah, if Seth Curry was available, he might go for more.
I bet he will. Bidding's up to 14 on Darren Williams. All dollar increments, but a lot of people throwing their dollars there, like Adam Jones.
Yeah, he was a $20 drop, so yeah. I don't expect much. 15, yeah, that's good.
15 for Marty Ball, who had $170 going in the draft. So yeah, they needed to get someone. Did you see that in the draft chat? I'm not gonna get on that anymore, but that's funny. So this should be a big one. Brandon Ingram, what did you have him projected at?
45, right next to Simmons.
45? I don't think Brandon Ingram's that good.
Well, it's based off of who else is available.
Yeah.
What are the other options?
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, like, I think he's like 7 or 8 lower than Ben Simmons.
He's already at 38 or 39.
Well, I meant in pre-valuation. Not looking at this now. Adam with $39 on Brandon Ingram, maxing out his budget. Oh, no, he can't get him because he's out of money. Cigar smoking.
People
money.
Are going to start getting antsy because they haven't gotten anybody yet.
Adam drops a nice obscenity on the on the draft chat for not getting his guy. We'll have to talk with Adam about Ingram there. $41 ends up being Ingram's price. I like $38 Simmons so much better.
Not that high.
Yeah.
People are saying they think these are high numbers in the comments, and they're not. Yeah. Wait until we see what's left and how much these guys are going for.
Yeah, I mean, some real scrubby rookies are going to be going for a lot of money. Speaking of scrubby players, oh, I'm over budget on Derrick Rose now. Ugh.
Did you get your bid in?
No, I haven't bid on anyone yet. I've just nominated.
Well, I have anyway. I have $11 is my max bid.
Yeah, that's not so bad with 3 spots and you got a premium rookie.
No, I'm hoping to get a wing out of that.
Yeah, that's true. You know, and for the REO, I mean, I look through the list. There's a lot of people available. It's not that there's that empty, but maybe it'll fall apart.
That's guys in the 10 to 15 range that I really like. Justin Anderson.
Yeah.
Chance for that one.
He should be pretty good. I mean, he showed some really good stats there in Summer League. I should have asked Nick Van Exel about him last year. What was I thinking, Slim?
Oh, Derrick Rose up to 20.
Yeah. Who do you like better this year, Derrick Rose or Darren Williams?
In a redraft or in this league?
what difference does it make? They're both old. I guess he'd want Rose a little bit more because he's a little
younger.
What level
of negative do I have? 22. All right. There you go.
So bad. $22 Rose to Marty Ball, who makes their second buy of the night. They had by far the most money out here. And Slim, I don't think your number one target's going to happen now, but Jamal Murray gets nominated. I think
he's going to go for more than
he's going to go more than Chris Dunn, and that'll make you happy. What was Chris Dunn again? Sorry, I forgot already.
35.
I don't know. We got starting to get some crickets at 23. No, some people are going. I have a feeling this is going to be he just looked great this preseason.
He's one of the better scorers in the draft, I think.
Yeah.
Certainly shooters.
Going to be in the rotation. He's
looked real good in summer league and preseason.
Yeah. I don't know, should I add him to my ranks? I don't think he's in my ranks.
No, he'll get some minutes early with Gary Harris out, but once Harris is back, I'm not sure what's going to happen there.
Yeah, definitely need an injury or something like that. So, 35, 36, there you go, Slim. You made the right call. Yeah, there okay. he goes. $36 for Jamal Murray to the chosen ones. Nice run.
I had him at 35, so you know, that's I would have been in that.
The chosen ones have still have $45 for three spots, so they came in with a lot of money. Alright, now by far the other best veteran in the draft behind LeBron was Serge Ibaka. I believe he was $40.
Yeah, I think he's gonna... he was traded to the team that won it all.
Yeah.
So, well, he was a rental all the way.
Yeah, I think I did. I keep him going into last year. I don't think I did, but I was the original drafter of Ibaka and kept him for a year or two at 40.
But then I'm pretty sure. Oh, he's already at that number.
Yeah. Oof. Yeah.
Oh, this is getting way too high.
Yeah, $42 now.
I have him at 42. He was the highest one on my board.
Think he's going to bounce back at all?
Yeah, I think offensively he's going to be better.
I don't know. I don't see the field goal percentage being that good because he's going to take threes.
No, they're running more. They're running more inside stuff with them. He's posting up more.
Even Nesta
Kuch? I just think they're running the offense through him a little bit more than they will. It's not hard to do it more than OKC.
Yeah. If we can't get a drive working, we kick it out to you. Ends up going for $48 to Marty Ball, and Marty Ball spending their money. They're doing what they need to do, picking up three players already, Deron Williams, Derrick Rose, and Serge Ibaka. So, yeah, probably should have been a keeper of $40, right?
Well, no. That team only has 24 left. He couldn't keep them.
Yeah, that's true. You might as well, you know, at four, you can use your resources for other things, even if you could keep them. So,
he's one of your big names.
Oh, get out of here! Thon Maker gets nominated. Pretty overrated. Drafted too high. Maybe he turns into something, but it just really seems like a project.
Yeah, and I have him at $20.
Just because he's young, you and the youngins.
Well, and what's out there, and the money available, and the kind of league it is, you know. No inflation is a big deal.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. If you can get on a young guy that looks decent their first year and starts really picking up the year or two after that, then all of a sudden they become a value. So,
it's kind of bidding's died at 12, and that's a bar.
That's gonna be a bar, yeah.
I'm not going to get in on this. It's at 14. What do I have, 11? Yeah, I can't get in anymore.
Yeah, you're maxed out.
This isn't my kind because I don't see the minutes right now. I need a player that's playing.
Yeah, yeah. You're as much a win-now team as I am. So I don't know. What do you think of my team this year, Slim? I think I look pretty dangerous.
Oh, you're going into it a lot better than you were last year.
Yeah, that's for sure. And I was pretty
solid.
There's
certain categories you just dominate. Yeah, steals, turnovers, nobody can beat you.
Well, Russell Westbrook will make me – I just have no other turnover guys. But okay. Maybe I can bench him over the weekend against the weaker teams. Thon Maker goes for 22 to the cigar-smoking monkey. Wow, he's got $78, but for 12 spots. Man. Rudy Gay gets nominated. He should go for a lot, even with the cloudy situation.
Yeah, I've got him at 28, which is probably low.
That's
but,
probably you know. Low. Someone will go higher. Right now,
Dwight Howard's going to go for what?
Oh, my. Yeah.
That's going to be a problem.
He's going to go for a ton. Who else is that? Eric Gordon, I think, would go for a ton of money because he's got a lot of buzz this year in the D'Antoni system. Rudy Gay up to 24. Crickets again. Wow. That's a great price. $24. Again, the cigar-smoking monkey.
Yeah. Okay.
You don't like that price? Crazy. That's good.
Yeah, that's... we'll see.
I know. You hate old people. I know.
I gotta figure out. I gotta pick somebody here in a second.
Yes. You're two away from nominating here.
Who's a popular one? Who's gonna suck a bunch of money?
Aaron Gordon's gonna go for like $40. Maybe not quite that much. Oh, the Manimal!
Here's one of your $7 targets.
No, he's gonna go for more than that.
I think he was $10 and thrown back.
Yeah, he's already at $7. It's not going to happen.
Hey, there we go. We are 20 out of 20.
There we go. Finally got everyone here. A couple stragglers. Well, to be fair, one of them only had $19 for 8 spots, so they're about as boring as I am for the draft.
I wouldn't get too involved.
Yeah, exactly. So, the Manimal, up to $15. You want to know what that could really work? Is if a team had, like, 2 injuries up front and traded for him, and he just had a huge second half.
15's a good price.
Yeah, $15.
Not that old.
Yeah, to hoop a alley-oop. He needs to change his scenery. And maybe he can turn into, you know, Zach Randolph or something. Joakim Noah. Is it Joakim or Joakim? Is it a soft Joakim? J? Soft J. I'm going to call him Joakim. Dwight Joakim Noah.
Joakim.
What do you think of Noah this year? Is it how many? Over, under, 4 assists.
Per game, not total. it's probably going to be pretty good in that respect. He's got shooters all around him.
Yeah, Derek
Rebounding
Rose
should be fine. I hope he can stay healthy. I think they'll try to play him 28 minutes. At least, you know, try to.
Yeah, Derek Rose isn't an assist source. Derek Rose, I guess that's kind of fantasy news, but yeah, he gets acquitted of everything or whatever. yeah. So, yeah, you can get Derrick Rose without a suspension. Hooray. I'm sure you'll feel great about it if you own Derrick Rose.
Yeah, okay. I wasn't paying attention.
Well, speaking about feeling terrible about things, did you watch any of the debate last night?
We're going there. All right.
Well, no, I'm not giving, like,
23 minutes into the draft.
I'm not giving a stance to either side. I'm just saying it was depressing and awful. Like, you have to agree with that.
Yes. So. Everyone I've talked to said, you know, 30, 45 minutes into it, they absolutely turned it off.
Yeah, I know. That's what everyone said. I ended up watching it all. I was like, whatever. But no fun. No glove, yeah. No love. $21 Noah. That's not awful, but it's a rental. Oh, so Slim goes for the Buddy Hield. The recently demoted to a bench role, Buddy Hield.
nobody knows that. He's going for 38. That's my number on him.
We know Adam's going to get it. I should go ahead and prep to have Adam on because Adam absolutely
What's his max number? His max number is 39, it looks like. 38.
He's already
I don't think he's going to get him. He's going
to
get out
to 26. Oh, that would ruin his life.
He'd be really disappointed.
I know. Oh, Adam, what are you doing? We know you're getting in on this.
I know.
It's up to 29 now. He's going to try to snipe the last second bid, but it's not going to work. Oh, my God. Buddy Hield up to 31. I mean, Simmons for 38 versus this?
Got guaranteed minutes. Or had guaranteed minutes.
Etuan Moore taking over. Come on, Adam, throw your bid in. Oh, Adam gets out of the way to Nico Cola for a $32 bid on Buddy Hield. Wow.
Okay, that's less than I had him for.
Okay, what is this? We just get Maurice Spates nominated for $1.
It's a good $1 buy if you're trying to sneak it in.
The ace
Someone's
going to
go
Spates.
Soon and ruin it.
The ace of Spates. That's what I yell every time when I write his name. I think I put that in all my daily notes. Yeah, I'm not doing it. I don't want Maurice Spates. But he might get a couple minutes.
Oh, there's your $2.
Well, they also have Brandon Bass, who's a pretty good...
We're up to 3. I don't even think that's one of the few guys I didn't even bother.
Yeah. I mean, Brandon Bass is a capable backup power forward, so even if there's an injury, you know, they still have Bryce Johnson, who I know is hurt right now. He's got a back issue, but it's one of those guys that for like 20 games he'll be Ariel ownable with a role and then it'll fade to other backup people.
Yeah, I mean they did lose Aldridge, so there's some minutes to be had.
That's true. Don't they have another center there?
This is one of your big ones.
Roy Hibbert? Oh my god.
Hi, he might go for $7.
I'll buy him for $7, I think.
We're up to $3. I mean, I have him at like 12.
Yeah, he's gonna play and get blocks. Yeah, I'm already overbid. It's what's gonna happen. Old Roy, what happened to his career, man? He was so, I mean, he wasn't so good, but he was.
That 1 second half where the entire team broke down.
Yeah, just like, for the Pacers.
And
then he was just a shell of his former self for some reason.
$7.
Yeah, that's a good buy. Yeah. That's a really good buy by Nico Kola. I'm surprised at that.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a nice, what league are you saying $7 is a good one for everybody?
J.R. Smith on the board. He's going to hit two.
It's going to be too much.
Yeah, he'll hit two threes a game and then do absolutely nothing else.
What do I have him down for? I have him for 18, but that was before he signed, I think.
Yeah, we knew he was going to sign, though.
Well, it was always assumed, yeah.
It was kind of like Tristan Thompson. Was that last year where he wasn't signed and then finally got the max deal at the last minute?
Yeah, the max Tristan Thompson deal, yeah.
You love Tristan Thompson. He's your favorite player.
He might not be terrible this year.
But it's not going to be any different than last year. He was way outdoing Mozgov.
With Mozgov out of town, there might be like 36 minutes for him.
He was playing already like 30, 31 anyway.
I think it was closer to 28, but still. I mean, he played more in the playoffs.
Yeah. Oh, here's 11? Slim's favorite player, Wilson Chandler.
J.R. Smith is really good.
Yeah, you're right. Hoopus with a good buy. Right? It's the rookies early went cheap, and now the vets in the mid-rounds with some rookies left are going cheap. Wow, Wilson Chandler already over my max. Slim, you're going to laugh at this, but he's looked good this preseason. He's going to play.
He'll play a couple minutes somewhere.
With Harris out.
Somewhere he'll finish the year out, but something tells me it won't be in Denver.
So Harden out there for a pin picks him up. Oh, I'm doing it. I'm going to go ahead and throw out Eric Gordon for $5. Let's hope no one bids.
yeah, got down to 22.
Yeah, he's going to go. I mean, just the D'Antoni effect. He's just... I don't trust those knees, even with Patrick Beverley hurt. I don't know. It's so Thragnoff-y, even starting.
So what are some of these guys you are looking at? You've already told me a couple, but...
That's true. I like who I mentioned on the last pod, Pascal Siakam. I think he can play the 3, 4, or 5 if needed to, and just gives them good depth. And I like that he put up bubblegum numbers in college. I know that doesn't... mean it's going to translate, but he's got a chance to get steals, get blocks, get rebounds. He runs the floor great. I like him a lot.
Yeah, $7, that's possible, except there's two Raptors fans, so.
Yeah, that's what we talked about. The other one is Harry Ellinson. I like him, his upside down the road. Marty Ball picks up Eric Gordon. How many players has Marty Ball bought? Jeez, you spent $111 already.
Hey, he started at 170 with like four guys.
Yeah. He's spending early and often. Here's Dwight Howard. What do you have him projected for?
25.
All right.
There's really no more, top tier big men left. Gonna go for more than that.
So yeah, Ellinson.
But what about Sabonis? Is Sabonis really going to be worth owning around the league? Like, how deep do you need to be to really target?
Maybe 16er, just because of the upside of minutes. But he's going to go for a lot in this league. I hope he lasts for a while and then goes towards the end and goes for like $25.
I would love to sneak my $11 in somehow, but...
I don't think it's going to happen for Sabonis.
Yeah... Yeah, probably not.
Yeah, he's got too much buzz. If he wasn't playing much in preseason, then, it wouldn't matter that much. Man, Dwight Howard, lighting up the Christmas tree. That's what I always like to say for auction drafts.
Yeah, my other option, the next bit I'm going with, if he's still there, is definitely going to be Chris.
Yeah.
That one's going to get out of hand. He might go for more than Simmons.
Dwight Howard ends up going $24 to the cigar smoking monkey.
That was off by a dollar. Alfred's still sitting there. There's a point guard out there. That always catches my interest.
You're not going to get a different point guard than Alfred?
No. Just there is a point guard. It's this league, you know, with 20 people. If you have three point guards, you are doing real good.
How many do I have? I have two, but two great ones. And then, you know, Zach LaVine's not a point guard. So I could use a third.
Two should be above average, at least starting point guards.
Yeah. You know. I mean, I have got two pretty elite point guards, so having three pretty good ones works too.
And just because you're a starting point guard doesn't mean you're any good. So there's a couple out there that, you know, your McConnell's and your Gibson. Or not Gibson. Your Gibson just went 13.
Yeah. $13 Gibson goes to Harden out there for a pimp. Alfred Payton. How much? What do you?
Everybody needs a point guard.
What do you have him projected for?
33.
See what happens. Oh my god, his hair is getting too long for his haircut.
The bounce is amazing.
It's just out. Like I feel like it's like in his peripheral vision now. Like I don't know how it doesn't bug him. Nice draft.
You gotta go for over 30. Come on, people.
Someone said, "Well, that escalated quickly." Yeah, this is this would be one of my premium players of the draft.
Well, yeah, if you want a point guard.
Oh my god. $29? That is such a value. Nico Kola is quickly stealing this draft. Good value for Roy Hibbert. Good value for Alfred. Maybe Buddy Hield was a little bit much, but yeah,
he went for less than I have him down for.
Yeah.
There's going to be some crazy. I remember last year, you know, there's a potential of Justin Anderson might get some good minutes. And he went for 26.
20 something, yeah. And now, like, what would you have kept him at? Like, 8, maybe? I don't know.
There we go. Tony Parker.
Tony Parker. Championship.
Oh, there's a bunch of people that still haven't bought anybody yet.
Yeah. Ain't no Jokic, last year's winner. Trying to get in, and I guess he
needs point guards, and there's this is about it for assists.
$15 for Harden out there for a pimp. Goodbye. Goodbye. I've been saying that for everyone. That's fine, I guess. Oh my god, the list of players is so bad. Once you get into $0 players. Tony Roten.
Oh yeah, well, at least he's last this year. It's not Capella.
Oh, I remember I had a nickname for Xavier Henry, and then I never got to use it because he was good for like a week.
Wow, he made the players list. Congratulations.
Oh my god, poor Xavier Henry. All right, Marcus Smart. Yeah,
Marcus Smart, I dropped him at 21.
He's gonna go for way over that. There's no talent left. Okay.
I have him at 30, so yeah.
Yeah, he's up to 19, 20, 21.
Just wasn't what I was looking for. I was looking for more high-end, and I think I got that and done.
Josh Huestis. Is he going to play? Like, these players listed on here. Oh, man. How much do you think Al Jefferson's going to go for? I'll take Al Jefferson if I can buy him.
More than $7.
Oh man, why you gotta ruin my hopes and dreams?
Fine.
Marty Ball again spending all their money early. Probably a good idea getting Marcus Smart for $25.
Good idea because these people are actually getting minutes.
Yeah. Well, what's
will actually play basketball?
This draft's moving along pretty good because the highest.
Yeah, good pace going.
Nice. The money's flowed well. No Glove, No Love has 95, and Foreign Affairs has 79. So, some money on there. Come on, Laz, spend your money. Oh, Patrick Beverley, who So we do a rule in our keepers here that if you have someone that gets injured after the keeper deadline, you can still throw them back. And you decided to throw back PBEV. You didn't want to. You said he was near and dear to your heart, Slim.
Well, he's the type of guy you trade for. I don't need to carry that $10 with me.
Someone in the chat says, go get him, Slim. I don't even know if they realized you had him and let him go.
Yeah, I know. I mean, should I go for less than 10?
Sure, you can throw a 9 on there real quick. Ain't no joke. It's just going to be able to pick him up for single digits. I don't know if I like that at all. Now, if he has a knee surgery, though, that might not be such a good thing.
Some really good rookies out there still.
Yeah, I know.
People are spending some money. This is kind of interesting right now.
So Adam and your brother still haven't bought anyone yet, right? We need to have them on the show soon.
Run out of show. Adam got Dwayne Wade. There you go. It's a big buy.
Oh, he did? Oh, we're in the middle of talking to Peter. We'll wait till he gets one more guy and then get your brother on at some point. $12 for PBEV to the cigar-smoking monkey. It's not bad.
Yeah, as long as he doesn't have surgery.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you're taking a risk there. But maybe it's a smaller surgery. I don't know. We don't know exactly what kind of surgery. Will your brother talk medical stuff with us?
If you ask nicely.
Dragon Bender gets nominated here.
Stay under $11.
I know. it's already at 11. Sorry, Slim.
I'm out.
I know.
Oh, good. 20.
Well, that's what happens when you buy your Chris Dunn.
Well, now somebody. Okay. I've Bender down at 30. I mean, this is the number 4 overall pick. This is going to be a bargain. Dang it.
$22 for Bender. Man. Foreign Affairs is pretty happy with that, he tells the draft room. And Slim writes, Oh, man. Oh, Tyreek Evans. I might spend a dollar or two. Let's see how crickety it gets. No, pretty crickety.
$1.
Oh, it's up to 2. Oh, I mean, someone's got to buy this guy, right? Throw him on your IL. There it's lighting up. Okay, there we go. $8 now. I'm out. I still have my virgin bid. I still haven't made a single bid yet. Well, I'm glad that people aren't trying to, like, nominate the sneak guy in, you know, the sneaky guys where people have to spend their money, you know? I'm going to start starring some people for my... who are some of these people names? Who is Nicholas Laprovittola? Do you know who that is?
I don't think that's English.
That's a good answer. But yeah, all sorts of interesting rookies on here. Ian Mahimi, I don't know how that's going to work out. He's going to be out a month or two.
Yeah, he's out for a couple weeks, Bill.
Yeah,
we can squeak by for cheap. That's somebody I probably would have waited on for later.
Yeah, see what
somebody's going to spend a couple dollars on him. Yeah, I still have two big ones out there: Jaylen Brown and Chris.
Yep, Marquise Chris is the big one. I mean, but he's listed. Anyone listed as a $0 guy, they're not sorted very well on the player page.
No, I have. I listed 125 guys. I think I have it covered.
Ian Mahinemy goes for $5. I think he was a $7 keeper. I let him go, obviously. I wasn't going to keep him regardless of injury, but...
29, signed to be a backup.
Yeah. Marquise Chris gets nominated. What was your projection here?
Oh, I got my bid in.
You got your 11 in? Oh, no! At least you can say you bid on him now, right?
35.
Oh, man. He better go.
Yeah, I think my brother's in on this one.
All right, maybe we can get him on. Sorry for all the really annoying sounds. When you put someone in your queue, it makes a really annoying sound. They need to make a nicer sound from that.
Oh, boy. Yeah, we got a bidding war going. 26. Oh, we got a third party.
Oh, no. 27 for Marquise Chris. There's your brother at 28. This could get nasty quick.
Well, there's still...
Maybe. Wow. Oh, your brother gets him for $28. Let's see if he's around. We can get him on the pod after that one. That's a good one. I gotta find his name first.
Oh, Zach Randolph. Oh, he's over your price.
Oh, dude, I would have bought Zach Randolph.
He's 8-9.
Well, your brother isn't answering my Skype, so I don't know if we can have one.
Okay. I remember we had this issue last year.
Yeah, maybe we did. I don't know. Well, I sent him a friend request last year, and he never answered. Maybe I have the wrong one. So, Slim, announce the...
Someone keeps getting some random friend requests from you.
Narrate the draft for me for a second.
Narrate?
Yeah, you got to take over the host for a second.
Stanley Johnson, he's one of my 20 guys left. I got three guys left at $20. Stanley was one of them. God, I can't believe you got 28, Chris. What a value. Man, disappointed. Thought my 35 done would be, oh, well. I'm out on Stanley.
$13? Oh, you couldn't afford it.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I might be looking for the cheaper version. The Torian Prince, maybe.
How much do you think he'll go for single digits, maybe?
No, I've got him at 18.
Torian Prince? Really?
Well, he's an older guy.
Yeah.
22. He should be playing soon.
Yeah.
22 for Stanley. That was my number. Good job. Oh, look at all that money out there. There's a 73, a couple of 41s, a 57.
Still a lot of money out there. All right, well, I'm trying to find your brother, but I don't know if it's happening. But we'll have him on as a guest of the show at some point if it doesn't work out, okay?
Yep.
All right. We still need to have Adam on at some point, and then we will wrap our podcast at some point close there. We've gone through the big buys.
Aren't you going to get something? Are we going to go the 2.5 hours and then you finally get to pick a guy?
I don't know if people really want to listen to it that long. did I even get Oubre on the podcast
last year? No, it was after.
Yeah, I didn't get it. So the whole time I've done these, I haven't even gotten a player yet.
Yeah. So what kind of youngster would you be in on? You in on a Luwawu?
Yes. I have him. All right, you want me to go through who I've starred here and you promise not to steal them from me?
No, I'm going Jaylen Brown is my next bid. I'm, the guy I'm throwing out there.
Yeah. So Lou Williams is getting nominated now. PJ Tucker just went for $5. I like Deonta Davis. I think for a dollar or two, maybe I can sneak him in. Luwawu, I like. I might stash Zizic. He looks pretty good.
Whole year stash and not being able to put him on an IL or nothing.
Yeah, maybe I won't. I don't know. I mean, we saw how good the Saric stash worked, right?
We haven't.
That's true, but at least he's here. Wade Baldwin, I think might be interesting. Conley gets hurt a lot. They don't have another backup. I think that could be interesting.
I have Baldwin for 22.
Really? Okay, so...
my last $20 guy. Point guard. He had $10.
Giorgio Papagiannis. Probably not going to get him, but...
Papa G, huh?
Yeah, and someone you had on your dollar list, so I hope we don't get in a bidding war. Now I'm ruining it, but Mike Muscala, I think, is going to get minutes backing
up. I had him for a time last year.
Yeah, yeah, he's, you know, gets blocks at a pretty good rate in low minutes, and he can be interesting. Jaylen Brown goes up for $20. Draft chat's funny.
The last big one left.
Do you wish you were in on it?
Me? Eh. He's going to be a nice player. He really is.
Oh, there goes Adam. Come on, Adam. I want you on the podcast. Win this one.
I got Jaylen at 38.
Man. A lot of low.
There's nothing left. People got to see there's nothing left. I mean, Denzel Valentine, they're going to spend $30 on that?
They might. Oh, and Adam does it! Gets Jaylen Brown. Oh, next up is my favorite player in the NBA nominated. Patrick McCall! Why didn't you do it with me? Oh, slow. Someone did it. Yeah. McCall! Thanks, you apologist. All right, I'm going to see if we can get Adam on the podcast, talk about his last buy there.
Oh, McCall. Already up to $6. That's good. Ooh, seven. Last second.
$7 for McCall!
Oh, we got a couple of McCall.
Everyone's doing it. I love it.
$7.
They're going to love it when they hear this podcast. Oh, good times. All right, hopping Adam on the call here. Oh, Adam's so young. His Skype picture. It's baby face.
Jaylen Brown, 28. All right, yeah. Good stuff.
What's up, Adam? Welcome to the show.
Hey, I figured you'd be calling after that one.
So you get Jaylen Brown for $28. You also bought Dwayne Wade earlier in the draft, but that didn't feel like a fun enough moment to call you yet.
I didn't have much fun with that either, but at 20, I mean, can't complain.
Yeah, I mean, you get a usable player. I mean, seeing some of these prices now, I mean, we've been talking about this the whole draft, that, you know, you get your vets early. If Wade went up like now, he might go for 30.
Well, yeah, I mean, Heald went for 30-something. I'll take Wade at 20 over Buddy for the next couple seasons at 30-something.
But you love Buddy Heald. You love him.
I do, but I want to win this league.
That's a good point. You are always the win now dynasty owner. That is for sure.
Oh, yeah.
But even so, you pick up Jaylen Brown for $28. Pretty good value there for a high pick that's going to be in a rotation now. What do you think for Jaylen this year?
I'm not sure, but I know the Celtics are planning on getting him involved, and it's more a matter of faith in their system and that they know what they're looking for. And they've been very good at bringing along prospects.
Yeah, that's for sure. Michael Carter-Williams is on the board now. Oh, my God. I dropped him out of my top 200. I want nothing to do with Michael Carter-Williams.
$4 feels like overpaying.
Yeah. So, Slim, what did you think of Jaylen Brown? Remind us what you had him projected for.
Yeah, I had 38, so that was quite a value.
What did you have Chris at? I feel like I dropped out of that too quick.
I had Chris at 35.
Okay.
Oh, I have all these rookies higher. I mean, there's so much money left. What's left to pick from is just scraps.
Yeah, I was surprised Jaylen didn't hit 30.
Yes.
So far, like just about everybody I've had for about $5 to $10 more expensive than what they've gone for.
Yeah, I mean, there's a team with 57 left, a team with 53, team with 40, and there just isn't really that much out there unless you want Amir Johnson.
Didn't this happen last year?
Oh, for sure. I mean, you know, Justin Anderson went late. We talked about him a couple minutes ago that he went for like $26 when people were probably hoping to sneak him in as like a $5 guy. That's just what happens every year.
I think now's the time to get some of the boring guys.
Yeah, for sure, because people probably have some of the deeper rookies they're keeping their eye on. I still can't do anything because I have so little money. Oh, I can do something now. I can nominate someone. Ooh, let's do Solomon Hill for a dollar. What do you guys think? You want some Solomon Hill?
A dollar.
Yeah, it's already out of my range.
I mean, he's going to play. I'll bid $5 on him if no one's going to do anything.
No, I actually have him at 12.
I might actually make my first legit bid. I haven't bid on a single player yet. Oh, Adam, what are you doing while we're talking, sneaking in bids? What are you doing?
My bad.
You're good. I don't want to spend all my money. $6 for Solomon Hill, and I still have my virgin bid ready to be deflowered at some point in this draft. I don't know when.
That seemed a bit cheap for how beat up their entire team is.
Yeah. See, this is the guy I was hoping to get, because I need a center, and Al Jefferson's going to play. I don't think it's going to happen. Now. Oh, he's already out of range. No.
He's like the biggest name on the board.
I know. I was hoping he'd... I don't know. I don't know what I was thinking. There was no way he was going to come to me. Unless everyone spent, you know, that $10 more per rookie that Slim was talking about. So, Adam, tell us about what you'll be doing this year. You got daily notes, your waiver wired. You excited for the season?
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of work, but should be fun. Thursday nights are easy.
Yeah, yeah. You get the national games, which will be fun to talk about. A lot of stuff will have some good highlights, and all the good teams are playing. So you'll have some fun things to talk about. So
it's just going to be a lot of Warrior coverage.
Exactly. You got to talk about Zaza a ton.
Oh, yeah. Macaw.
McCall! Did you hear everyone? I was doing it so loud when he was nominated, and everyone started calling with me. It was incredible.
Oh, he was already drafted?
Yeah.
Jeez, I missed that.
You missed all the calls. It's probably right around when I was calling you, was everyone yelling calls.
Okay, I was just too excited about getting Jalen.
Cole Aldridge went for $5. That's a good buy. I maybe should have been in on that one. I don't know. I want to save my bid for someone else. All right, we're going to go ahead and wrap our segment up with you, Adam. Thanks for joining us. We look forward to the daily notes on Friday mornings, the waiver wires on Wednesday afternoons. It's going to be a fun year. Really appreciate you being on, and do a McCall with me. McCall!
McCall!
Appreciate it, man. Thanks for coming on. Take it easy.
Have a good night, guys.
Thanks. All right, Slim. I should have maybe thrown a $6 bid on Cole Aldridge. What do you think? Yeah.
I'm only going to back up one position.
Willie Reed goes for $4. Don't you kind of like Willie Reed?
Yeah. He's going to get some 14 to 16 minutes behind Whiteside. And if Whiteside goes down, there's going to be big minutes. And I hope you're punting free throws at that point.
He's a really bad free throw shooter. How bad is he?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think he's about, you know, 3 for 12, 13 so far.
Oh, God. Oh, well, here's Omri Caspi up for $1 and crickets.
That's a good little sneak one.
I don't understand that at all. Oh, I made a bid! No! And someone topped it! No! Oh, I mean, he's going to play. He's a good player. There's a $5 bid.
Got him down for $5.
This was not who I was expecting to get at all. Okay. All right.
You're out of it.
I price enforced with my $9. It goes to Ain't No Jokic for $6. That's a good buy. I mean,
what are you doing?
Oh, no. Your brother ruined it. Oh, your brother ruins it by nominating Domantas Sabonis. I don't think it's going to happen for you, Slim. I'm sorry. Ooh, lightening up with a lot of bids. Oh, Slim, I think you're out of the running.
Yep. I'm. Okay.
Wow. $18 for Sabonis. Hey, everyone wants a starter, especially a young one, right?
Yeah, if we did this draft a week ago.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy how things can change so fast like that.
25, come on.
Man,
20. I mean, I like him, but he's Myers Leonard. Best case.
You know how much I love Myers Leonard.
Yeah, you'd spend $28 on Myers Leonard.
Oh, my God. $28 for Domantas Sabonis to Laz. Laz had money now, to spend, though.
You don't take Jaylen Brown for 28 or Chris for 28, but you go with Sabonis. People are getting wow, people got way too gun-shy early.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Laz, I love you, though. Although, yeah, someone's yelling that they wanted Sabonis, too. Oh, Giorgio Papagian. Papagiannis.
Yeah. I got him at $10. I think you can squeeze him in.
I don't know.
Oh, there you go. I see your competition.
Yeah, I had him in my queue. Really? Crickets. And I need a center. Is he going to play at all this year?
It's a lottery pick. He's got $5, so be prepared to go to six if you want him.
I'm not that big on him. I have other guys I want that are way down. I'll take my shot at Pascal, and he's one of the Raptors fans, and now he's out of position.
Oh, there you go.
So
yes,
it was all part of the plan. Slim, you want to do a couple more picks? You want to wrap up the pod? What do you want to do?
I want to see how much Zubac goes for.
No, stop ruining my picks. I was hoping I could get Zubac in this draft. It's probably not going to happen, is it?
With all this money out there, I mean, you're just hoping people like forget about him.
You wonder who is on the board. Greg Steensma. Some of these names on here are awesome.
It's Baldwin, only $10.
You had him for a lot. I'm surprised that you're high. You think he's that good? I mean,
I think play some shooting guard.
Interesting.
I think that's gonna help his stock a little bit.
$13.
Wow, $13.
Way under what you were thinking.
Yeah. Dude, these guys. There's a guy with one pick left and $26 to spend. One pick left and $25 to spend.
Let's hope they nominate someone that no one else bids on, and they just have to leave all that on the table.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah.
Go with the Denzel Valentine. Will that work? Oh,
speak of it. Denzel Valentine gets nominated. $3 for Valentine now. I mean, is he going to play it all this year? I don't know.
Valentine? Yeah, I think so. You don't really expect them all to be healthy, do you?
I just don't. $4, Slim? You're not going to bid? He's up to $5 now.
Yeah. This isn't really the guy I want.
Yeah.
I'm staying out of this. I don't want anything to do with this.
Yeah, your brother's up to $7.
Yep, it's not a terrible buy. It's just not for me. $7, nice.
It's not a bad buy.
I want...
Yeah. Oh, that noise Snell. Is so annoying. Oh, Tony Snell's still out there. That's a good one. Yeah, see, Tony Snell gets traded after the keeper deadline, and he could have had him for $1.
Yeah, that sucks. That is tough.
Yeah. I mean, there's not much you can do about that.
We're about to see a $15 McDermott.
Oh, no, McBuckets. I will not be bidding on you. Oh, there's some...
I am really surprised the way this draft went down.
Yeah.
People did not overspend on a guy just to make sure they got him.
They didn't go aggressive on the rookies at all.
No, they were all bargains. Every single one of them.
Some interesting veterans are still out here, Slim. Oh, there was a guy I wanted to get. You're going to laugh at who I think I want that's going to fit my team so well. You ready for this? Sure. Luis Scola for $1. Let's hope it happens. Scola. I think he's gonna start.
Scola? No.
He's gonna start. No. You just
You're just trying to draw attention away from Trevor Booker.
Yes, I would take Trevor Booker for probably all $7. I don't know, but I think Scola's gonna start. I mean, he might only play 18 minutes or something, but
I'm trying to figure out who my nominee is next. I think I should probably start thinking about who I want to spend my actual money on.
Ooh, here's someone I want. I'm not even gonna tell you who it is. Star.
Right.
All right. I think we've been doing this good enough. Do you want to wait till your when is your nomination up? You're like five away.
I've got like five till it.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and wrap the podcast, Slim. We're over an hour. We've had everyone on. It's kind of hard. It's kind of hard to do a league you care so much about and want to draft all the time and podcast. But we did our best. Hopefully it was somewhat listenable. Randy Foy goes for $3. That's as good a place to end it as any, right? Randy Foy for $3?
Yeah, that's, yeah. You know you're scraping the bottom of the barrel.
All right, Slim. Well, good luck to you the rest of your draft. We'll have an REL recap up on Monday and have them Mondays going forward. We'll have everyone recap their draft, and you'll see who Slim and I ended our rosters with there. Everyone in the REL, thanks for playing. Thanks for listening. And Slim, I'll catch you on Monday for the pod next Tuesday. We get to preview the season. Should be fun.
Ooh, it's so close.
I know. I'm about to throw a bid out here.
I lost you there for a minute.
No, I'm sorry. Well, I got distracted because Joe Johnson's up. I'm bidding $4 on Joe Johnson.
Oh, you're in on Joe.
I don't want to use all my money now. Now I'm out. I price and force Joe Johnson. that's a good way to end the draft. I just price and force Joe Johnson in a dynasty. So, all right, Slim, we're going to head out now. Catch you next week and the season next week. I can't wait, man. Take it easy.
Yes, sir.